Today's shiur is Daf Samach Tes. We're going to begin on Daf Samach Ches on the base, 18 lines from the bottom. So we learned in the Mishnah. Aram Gamliel Ma'is B'Tzedek B'Tzedeki Echad Shayudari Manu. Gamliel spoke about the Tzedeki that lived in their Chatzar. So let's just review what we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us, as we've been learning, that from a guy, a guy cannot contribute to an Erev, a guy can't be Mevatel Rishus. The only thing that we could do with a guy is schiris. A kuti, according to the way Rashi learns, the Mishnah called a misha in a ma'ida be'erif, has the same din as a guy. A tzedaki wasn't discussed. A tzedaki is somebody, as we explained, who only believes in Torah Shabbat Ksav, doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, wasn't discussed at the beginning of the Mishnah, and all of a sudden Gamliel tells us a story. What happened with the tzedaki and his chatzar? Ask the Gemara, tzedaki man techei shmei. Who spoke about a tzedaki that was starting to discuss him? Answer the Gemara, chsuri mechser v'achitani. Tzedaki harei kunachri. The Tanakama holds that tzedaki has the same rule as a goy. Ragamli loimer, tzedaki enet kunachri. The tzedaki does not have the rule of a goy. And as a machloikus Rashi in Taisvis, when Ragamli is arguing with Tanakam about a tzedaki, is he also arguing about a kuti, or is he only arguing about a tzedaki? Rashi says he's only arguing about a tzedaki, but he will agree that a kuti has a din like a guy. Taisa says that he's arguing also about a kuti, and he says that a kuti has a din like a tzedaki, which we will discuss what his din is. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, a tzedaki is not like a guy, and therefore, bittul rishus, just like it's acceptable by a Jew, will be acceptable by a tzedaki. But there's a very important point that we have to speak about, l'halocha l'maisa, as we learn through the sugya. The discussion we're going to have today, if a tzedaki can be mevatel rishus or not be mevatel rishus, no one says that a tzedaki could contribute to an Erev. Why? Because a tzedaki doesn't believe in an Erev. Erev is a rabbinic invention. They don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. So there's never a discussion if a tzedaki could be part of an Erev. The discussion is, could he be mevatel rishus? V'om Rabbi Gamliel, ma'is b'tzedaki echad shayudari manu b'mavi Yerushalayim. There was a tzedaki that was living with us in Yerushalayim. V'om alon Abba, and our father told us, ma'aru v'hoitzi esakelim b'mavi. Quickly, after he was mevatel rishus, you go and you take out kelim to the rishus harab, to the chatzar. Actually, yoitzi v'yasar aleichem. Before he goes and takes out his own utensils. Because as we've learned, and will learn, even if someone is mevatel rishus, if he then takes out utensils from his home to the chatzar, that is a retraction of the bittul, and therefore the bittul is no longer effective. The only way you could make sure that the bittul remains effective is by quickly acting on the bittul. By you quickly taking out kelim and showing that it's the bittul is effective, and at this point he can no longer retract that bittul. Machloikis Rashi in the Torah, when this has to take place. According to Rashi, you could only act on the bittul after it's been ashmoshes. Friday afternoon is too early. The Torah disagrees. The Torah says you can act on the bittul anytime. As soon as the person who's mevatel rishus, you go and you chap, then you already act on that bittul. V'atanya, here v'atanya is not a kasha, it's a raya. Hadar menoichi imnochri tztoiki besosi. If you live with a goy or tztoiki besusi, besusi is another sect that would like to tztoikim. Harei oisimrolov. They can restrict you. Ragamliel oima, we're going to learn with the parentheses, tztoiki besosi and oisim. Why? Because Ragamliel holds that tztoiki has the right to mevatel rishus. Umaisi b'tztoiki ochet shayidar Ragamliel. But Mav Yerushalayim, and like the Shas points out, in our mission the version was that the story happened with Gamliel's father. In this Brisa the story happened with Gamliel himself. So they had a tzedaki in their Mavli. Gamliel Abana, Gamliel told his children, Bini, Maru Vahoitzi, Masha Atamitsian, quickly take something out from your homes to the Mavli, or Vichnisu Masha Atachmachnisim, or carry something in from the Mavli into your homes. Before he could do something which will be a retraction of his bittul. And Tosfos teaches us that from here we see that the way you can act a bit on making the bittul effective is in either direction. Whether you take from the house to the chatzar, or you take from the chatzar to the house, that is called acting on the bittul and makes the bittul can't stay in, even if he tries to retract it. Divrei Remeya. This is Remeya's version. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beloshen Acheres. Rabbi Yehuda has a very different version. He says, Derech Gamliel told him, Maru v'asut tzarchechem v'movi ad shlo techshech. Quickly do whatever you have to do here before Friday ends, before Bein Hashmashes, v'yosel lechem. Because according to Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no option of bittul rishus. So you have to do everything on Friday, because on Shabbos, even if the tzdaiki of mevatel rishus, it's meaningless. So we learned here, Amamar, the Remeya version is, the Gamliel told them, "Hoytziu mashatam etzin, take out whatever you have to take out, chnis mashat machnis, and take it in, achlo yotzei atoiv azeh, before the tzdaiki has an opportunity to retract his bittul, v'yoyser aleichem." Lememra, what does that teach us? And as we've been saying, dechimafki inu v'hadamafku ihu, that if the guy, if the tzdaiki, or anybody who does bittul rishus, once he does the bittul rishus, and you act on it, le'asur, he can't retract on it. Says the Gemara of Atanan, we learned in the Mishnah, it's actually a Mishnah on Amud Beis, Misha nosin rishusai. So we're going to explain the Gemara like Tosfos and Amud Beis, on Samaches Amud Beis explains the Mishnah. Misha nosin rishusai. So Tosfos says, what does Misha nosin rishusai mean? Somebody was mevatel rishus. But the question is, if that's what Misha Nosin Rishusai means, so why does the Mishnah use the terminology of Misha Nosin Rishusai? The Mishnah should have used the terminology Misha Bittul Rishusai, which is the terminology we've been using all along about Bittul Rishus. Why does the Mishnah change the terminology? So Tosfos says that the Gemara and the Havamina believes that Misha Nosin Rishusai means that not only was Mevatel Rishus, but the people who are his neighbors acted on that bittul, and deva haitzi, that he goes and carries out, seemingly retracting the bittul, bein b'shogi bein b'mayazid oiser. He could still retract, he could still restrict all the other neighbors, divrei Remeya. So we see that even though he made a bittul, and we acted on the bittul, retraction is still possible. We just said, and that's the way we've been explaining, the Gemara said it explicitly on the last line of Amud Beis here, that once we act on that bittul, there's no more room for retraction. Amar Rav Yosef, Eima Einam Eiser. You have to change it. It means that he can't restrict anymore. Once we act on his bittul, it's too late. Amar Baya. Baya says that the way to explain it is, Loi Kasha. So the way Tosfos explains Abaye's question is that Abaye is telling us that the Havamina we had is wrong. We thought that whenever the Mishnah uses the terminology Misha Nosin Rishusai, it means that not only was there Bittul Rishus, there was also that we acted on it. It's not necessarily true. The Mishnah could use the language of Misha Nosin Rishusai, but it's no different than using just Misha Bittul Rishusai. And therefore, if only Bittul took place, there makes a difference. If we act on the Bittul before he retracts it, great. If we don't act on the Bittul before he retracts it, then he does something, then the Bittul becomes null and void. If we act on the Bittul before he retracted, then he can't retract. Then he could still retract his bittul. Votanya. Here too, Votanya is a raya, not a kasha. But this braisa, at least the way Rashi learns the braisa, talks about two different subjects. The first subject discussed is who is qualified to do bittul. That's the first subject. The second subject is about somebody who did bittul. And the point of the braisa is that the braisa is going to use the lashon Misha Nosin Rishusai, and it only means that bittul took place, not that that bittul was acted on. So we have a proof, again Tosfos tells us, that you could use the word Nosin Rishusai, and it means no more than just bittul. The braisa says, actually Nosin Rishusai, let's say somebody who's in that's a neighbor here, carried out, Hoytz Bein B'Shoyig Bein b'mezid, whether he carried out b'shogeg b'mezid, yochel avatel, he could still do bitl rishus. The fact that he carried doesn't mean anything. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg yochel avatel, if he carries out, that means Shabbos began, 5 o'clock, he carried out, and then 6 o'clock he wants him b'vatel rishus, it's fine, if he only carried out b'shogeg. But if he carried out b'mezid, any yochel avatel, he can no longer be b'vatel rishus here. Why? So big machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Haloch l'maisa machlokes. Rashi says, because this person who's carrying on Shabbos is a mumer. He's carrying b'mezid on Shabbos. Such a person has no right to be mevatel rishos. Tosfos disagrees. Because Tosfos says, just because, Tosfos' main reason for disagreeing with Rashi says, that just because somebody carried once doesn't mean he's a mumer. So Tosfos says, a big chiddush. Tosfos says, let's say you have a neighbor. Simple story. You have a neighbor with other neighbors. That they all the neighbors made an Erev, and he didn't join in. So the Eitzah we learned is to do Bitl Rishus. If this person carries the Mezid from his house to the Chatzar, for this Shabbos, he no longer has a right to do Bitl Rishus. By carrying from his house to the Chatzar, he showed that his intention is that this Shabbos I'm here. And Bitl Rishus means just the opposite, that I'm relinquishing my rights. So for this Shabbos, he can't change his mind anymore. Machlokes Mishnah Berurah and Chazanish, if we agree with Tosfos Psak. Mishnah Berurah doesn't agree, the Chazanish says that Tosfos is right. That if somebody carries from his house to the Chatzar, he no longer has the option of doing Bitl Rishus to Shabbos. Continues the Braisa. The Medvar Amurim, B'shloi, Mishnah Rishusoi. Now we continue. Somebody who is mevatel v'hoitzin, then he carries out. Bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid oiser. Divrei Rameya. Doesn't make a difference if he carried out on purpose or intentionally or unintentionally. Yudaimer. B'mezid oiser. If he carries out intentionally, it annuls his bittel. B'shogeg bein oiser. If it was unintentional, it doesn't annul the bittel. Continues the Braisa, and this is the punchline. B'medvar mamurim b'shaloi chaziku b'nei mavi b'mavoi. When could the person retract on his bittel? That's before the other neighbors acted on it. If the other people acted on that retraction, then we don't care how he carries out. He doesn't longer restrict. He can't retract on it. Now, what was the terminology of the Braisa? And the Braisa is talking that they didn't act on the bittel. So we see that you could use the terminology a Misha Nosin Rishusoi, even though it only means just bittel, and it doesn't mean that the bittel was acted on. Continues the Gemara. Amamar, we learned at the bottom of Samach Ches on the base, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer B'Lashon Acheres, he told him something else. Maru V'Osu Tzurchechem B'Mavoi, quickly do what you have to do in the Mavoi, Achloi Techshech V'Yosu Leichem, before it becomes Shabbos, and his presence here will make it permanently restricted, because he can't do bittel Rishus. Why? Because I'm a nachrihu. Obviously, it's considered like a guy. Ask the Gemara. Vanan achla yoytzi tanan. We learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says that as long as he doesn't carry out, if he's mevatel rishus, it's good enough. So we have a stira. One place it seems that Rabbi Yehuda holds that this stoiki has the ability to mevatel rishus. Another place it seems that he doesn't. So the Gemara says two trutzim. Eim achla yoytzi yoyim. It doesn't mean until he carries out. Meaning that if he did bittel rishus and he didn't carry out, that you carried before he carried, the bittel is effective. What it means is that carry out before the day, before Friday ends. Because if you're going to come, if once Friday ends and becomes Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no option in this mavoi, because it's stoiki, he can't do bittel rishus because he has it done like a goy. That's the first heretz. Vibay seima, loy kasha. We could have two types of mumer. We could have a person with mechal Shabbos betzina privately, and we could have a person with mechal Shabbos befaresia. A tzedoiki who's mechal Shabbos befaresia can't do bittel. He has a din like a goy. A tzedoiki who's only mechal Shabbos betzina, he could do bittel. And that's how we're going to reconcile. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak is talking there's only mechal Shabbos betzina. So he has the opportunity to do bittel. Our brayso on daf samach ches on the base is talking about somebody who's mechal shas before esya. Him, we don't give the opportunity to do bittul. Now Tosis makes a wonderful point. Tosis says we see from here that somebody's mechal shabbos before esya doesn't mean that he's mechal shabbos with the issur daraisa. What's the chil shabbos here that he's carrying to the mavui? Carrying to a mavui is a derabbanon, not even a karmus. It's a derabbanon. It's a mavui. Yet he's called a mechal shabbos before esya. And Tosis brings another raya, according to Rashi. What did Rashi say in Tapir Amid? The Rashi said, Rabbi Yehuda Oim Bishad Yochel Vatel and Mezid any Yochel Vatel. What was the very that he did the Mezid? That he carried Tamavui. And what did Rashi call him? Tosis disagreed. But what did Rashi call him? Rashi called him a Mumer. So you see that even if somebody's only Mechal Shabbos with a Drabanon, he's called a Mumer. The Emes, it's a Machloikis, the Piskei Tshuva brings down a Shaila. Is that true? That some is Mechal Shabbos only with Rabbanon, he's considered a Mumer. Some say they say like Tosfos is pretty explicit. Others say that he's only considered a Mumer as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned. He won't have the ability to do Bittul Rishus, but everything else that he should be considered like a full-fledged Goy, because we're going to learn a Mechal Shabbos for Esi, is considered like a Oved Avodah Zarah, just because he's Oved Rabbanon, that we won't say. It's too much to say that somebody is only Oved Rabbanon, he should have a din like Oved Avodah Zarah. Now Tosfos asks another question. He says the Gemara makes a difference between a Tzedakah Mechal Shabbos before Esya and somebody's Mechal Shabbos B'Tzinah. He says, how could a Tzedakah not be Mechal Shabbos before Esya? What do we explain as a Tzedakah? We said a Tzedakah is somebody who doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. So he doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, he's going to carry in a Karmelis, he's going to carry in a Mavui. He doesn't believe in this. So obviously he'll automatically be a Mechal Shabbos before Esya. How could you ever have a Tzedakah that's Mechal Shabbos B'Tzinah? So Tosfos answers that he may be a Tzedakah, he may not believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, but out of respect to the other people, he's not Mechal Shabbos in the Rabbanon, he won't be called a Mechal Shabbos before Esya. That's how Tosfos explains. The Beis Yosef says a very big chiddush. The Beis Yosef says maybe he is Mechal Shabbos before Esya on the Rabbanon. But he was born into such a family. Such a person is Maitza Voisov. He's only following what he learned by his family, and that person is not called Mechal Shabbos before Esya. And this is the basis for the famous Chazon Ish that says Tinuk Shenishba, that nowadays irreligious Jews can't be called the Mechal Shabbos for Esya. We're going to speak about the Chumra of a Mumer. Why? Because he's just doing what he learned. And even the Chazon Ish says, let's say he did grow up in a religious family, but because he lives in a society where people are irreligious, that's why he does what he does, not because he necessarily is Lahachas. What? And we don't know how to give proper musa to bring him back. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah is more machmir here than the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a person's Mechal Shabbos before Esya, even if it's because he was born that way, he was raised that way, you still can't consider him Mechal Shabbos B'Tzinah. And he says a beautiful svara. He says, what's the whole reason? We go back to the beginning of the parak, Daf Samach Beis. What's the reason Chazal were machmir? That with a goy we can't have a bittul rishus, we can't have an erif. Shlayim adum emasaf. So he says, yes, this tzedakah, it's terrible. He was raised this way. He doesn't know better. But what's the whole point of this parak? Shlayim adum emasaf. We don't want you to live together because we don't want you to learn from him. So even if it's because he was brought up that way, we don't want you to learn from him. And if it's a tzedakah who's mechal shas b'feresia, according to Tosfos, even only under the rabbanon, you can't do bittul rishus. He can't do bitul shos. Shema yilmud b'masaf. Mr. Brewer is more machman than Chazon Ish. Now it's very interesting. This is all according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rameya, a tzedakah can do bitul shos, even as mechal shas b'feresia. Why? So the Rashba says, since this whole concept of Erevin is only Drabonon, so since it's only Drabonon, we don't treat him like a goy that quickly. Ask the Gemara, Kaman Azla Hoda Tanya, according to whom does the following Bryce follow? The Bryce says, Mumer V'Gili Ponim. Some is a Mumer V'Gili Ponim. V'Gili Ponim is somebody who's brash. He's a Mechutzif. Reza Einim V'Atul Rishos. He doesn't have the option of Bitul Rishos. Ask the Gemara, Gili Ponim Mumahu? Just because he's brash, just because he's a mechutzif, he has the status of a mumer. Says the Gemara, el a mumer begili ponim. Somebody's a mumer with brashness. He's mechal shabbos b'feresya. Any yochel vatlushus. He doesn't have the ability to vatlushus. Kaman According to whom does that go? Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda just said that somebody's Mechal Shabbos for Eshya does not have the option of Bittul Rishos. Says the Gemara, Hahud Nafik B'chumr Did Medusha. Somebody walked out wearing the Chumr Did Medusha. So Rashi explains two pshatim. One pshat of Chumr Did Medusha is that it was a ring that you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos. Tosfos has a problem with that pshat, because Tosfos says maybe you're not allowed to wear a ring, but you're not called a Mechal Shabbos for it. So Tosfos says he wasn't wearing the ring, he was carrying the ring. Another pshat that Rashi says that he was carrying some sort of a spice bag. So he was carrying the spice bag in Shabbos. Kivin the Chazil Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, once he saw Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in the street, Kasya. Amak going Zem Vatul Rishos Rabbi Yehuda. Such a person, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a lot of Mimatul Rishos. So the Taras Chaim asks, what is the Gemara teaching us? That he's a Michal Shas Betzina, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Michal Shas Betzina, Kim Vatul Rishos? That's obvious. He's Michal Shas Betzina. So the Taras Chaim says two Terutzim, which the Brewer quotes the first Teretz, relevant Allah Lamaisa. He says like this. What's going to be the halacha if you have somebody who's a Michal Shabbos Beferesia? He carries in the street. But when he sees the Rav, he has that much respect, he'll put it into his pocket out of respect. That person is not called a Michal Shabbos Beferesia. He says that's what happened here. This person was carrying in the street. Everybody saw him carrying. But he saw the Yehuda Anasi, he put it away. That person is not called a Michal Shabbos Beferesia. The another Taras Chaim says, is that we know he carries. So since we know he carries, maybe at least for carrying, we should not give him the ability to be Michal, to be Mevatel Rishus. Teaches us the Gemara. As long as he's in the category of Michal Shabbos Petzina, he's allowed to be Mevatel Rishus. Even in this, even though we know he's weak in this Aveira. There's a very interesting Mashag. The Mashag says like this. Let's say you have a Jew. He's a Michal Shabbos. He works and he writes and he drives his car, but out of respect for Shabbos he doesn't smoke on Shabbos. Out of respect for Shabbos he doesn't smoke on Shabbos. He says that person is not a Michal Shabbos for Esya, because if you see that he has some sort of respect for Shabbos, he's already not a Michal Shabbos for Esya. I'm not saying Laloch Lamaitz, I'm just telling you over what I saw from the Marshak. What is called for Esya? So there's also Mechas Chinuch discusses it. Because usually Feresia means in front of 10 Jews. Now what does 10 Jews mean? Do we mean that all 10 see him at the same time? Or he does it in front of 10 Jews, but not 10 at the same time? And then there's another question. He says maybe it doesn't have to be that 10 Jews saw him. As long as 10 Jews know about it, it's enough. And he brings a raya to that. Because the Gemara says that Esther was with Feresia. What Esther did was with Feresia. What did she do? She had a relationship with Achashverosh. That wasn't public. It was private. But many people. The yichid is by definition private. The yichid isn't aveira. The yichid is not aveira. The aveira is the relationship that she had the relations. That was done in private, but everybody knew about it. So you see, it doesn't have to be that they should see it. Knowing about it is already considered feresia. Amrav Huna, Eizi Yisrael Mumar. Who is considered Yisrael Mumar? Zeh Mechal Shas b'feresia. Son is Mechal Shas b'feresia. Amrav Rav Nachman, command. According to whom the Rav Huna say this psak? Ikra made om a choshul davar achet choshul tara kula. Rameya says that if somebody is suspect for one aveira, we consider him a mumar. So why does it have to be Shabbos? I feel him beechmi kol asur mishbatar. If he does any aveira, he's considered a mumar. And the Mashah points out, look at Rameya. Rameya is a machmer and a mekel. In one hand, Rameya holds that if somebody carries on Shabbos a drabonon, I'm not so quick to call him a mumar. And the same Rameya says the Mashah, if he does any Issa Daraisa, he's considered a Mumar. Ik Rabbanan, Hamri Choshel the Dava Echel, have a Choshel called Terakul. Just because he does one Avera doesn't make him a Mumar. Add, they have a Mumar Laves Kacham, unless he does avoid the Zoro. Omrav Nachman, by Yitzchak, Litin Rishus, Ulevat Rishus. The Gemara means that if somebody's Mechal Shabbos, he loses the ability to be Mevat Rishus. He's taken not considered a mumer, but he doesn't have the ability to mevatel rishos. Gretanya, Yisrael mumer, misham shabtoi mishuk. If you have Yisrael who's a mumer, but he has the respect of not being mechal Shabbos in the street, mevatel rishos. He still has the ability to mevatel rishos. However, sheinam misham shabbat mishuk. If he's not shem Shabbos berabim, einam mevatel rishos. Mneish amru, Yisrael nois rishos, noit rishos for noit rishos. To a Jew, he could be mevatel rishos, or you could be mevatel rishos to him. or benachri by a guy, the only option, as we explained at the beginning of Shir, is achiyascher, leasing his property. Kaitzat, how does the leasing work? And we're not going to explain it today. We're going to speak about it later in the perek. Omle rishusi knuyaloch, rishusi mevatelislach. That is a bittel. Kana, that's enough. Ain't sachlis, because you don't have to have a formal transaction. Rav Ashi Omer, Rav Ashi says another teretz. Hai tanahu, the chamir alei Shabbos kavod azorov. Shabbos has a special din that Shabbos is considered like avod azorov, and just like somebody who serves idols is considered mumel chal atar kula, so too Shabbos. Some is mechal Shabbos is considered in the same category. Rashi in Masech Tchul and Daf Hei explains why. Because what is the aveira of avod azorov? He doesn't believe in God. Somebody is mechal Shabbos is also showing that he doesn't believe in God. Because what's the point of Shmir Shabbos? That we are announcing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and then rested on Shabbos. If somebody is Mechal Shabbos, then he's not admitting to that, so he has the same thing like Avodah Zarah. There's a beautiful mashal from the Chavetz Chaim to explain this. Chavetz Chaim says like this. He says, people have in front of the houses a sign that this is the elephant residence. Let's say I move away, but I haven't completely moved away, so I'll leave the sign up. Only when I intend to completely leave and not come back, then will I remove the sign. He says like this: Shabbos we say ki oishi beini yibeinechem. Shabbos is a sign between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. As long as a Jew is still shayim a Shabbos, he has a sign beini yibeinechem that he's connected to God. If he stops being shayim a Shabbos, he takes down the sign. He takes down the sign. Then he's not related to God anymore. He's a mumer. And there's a lot of tshuvas la'loch la'maisa about somebody who is mechal Shabbos. What's called mechal Shabbos? The Beis Yosef quotes a very interesting eater. The eater says the person not considered mechal Shabbos before Esya unless he does avoid this karka. He works on the ground. But if he does another malacha, even before Esya, he's not called a mechal Shabbos for this. I saw a pshat that doesn't mean that he'll be allowed to be mevatel rishus. He certainly loses the opportunity to be mevatel rishus as soon as he does any melacha before Esya. But to have this new status that we just established, that somebody's a mechal Shabbos, he has a din like he's a mumer, that, according to the eater, is only if he does avoid the bekarka. I saw an interesting tshuva from Ramosha. Ramosha says like this. He says there was a person who was a chazan in a shul, and the shul was an orthodox shul, and then the shul became a conservative shul, and he didn't give up his position. He continued being the chazan in the shul, and they brought a microphone into the shul, and he's diving for the microphone. Is he considered a mumer? Is he considered a mechal Shabbos? Ramosha says no. Why? He says since there are paiskim, we don't hold that way. We know it's not the right way. That told you can use a microphone on Shabbos. So this person, he wasn't able to withstand in the Soyan, and that's why, and that, since that's the only aver we know he's doing, everything else he's makbid on all halachas and he's a shem Shabbos completely, we don't label him as Mechal Shabbos. Yet Ramosh has another tshuva. I saw Ramosh has a tshuva where there was a shaykhit who claims that he's a shem Shabbos, and we have no proof that he isn't, but his wife has a store which is open on Shabbos, and we know that she's Mechal Shabbos. We see her putting on the lights and turning off the lights. Could he remain a Shoichet, or is he considered like a Mechal Shabbos that loses his namonis? Ramosha says he loses, if he's married to that wife, he doesn't have namonis, even though he claims to be a Shem Shabbos. He says if you're living with a woman like, with a wife like that, and you're letting her do that, then you can't be called a Shem Shabbos. Rav Avadya Yosef, the same thing, has a very interesting tshuva. He has a shayla like this. He says there are people that every Shabbos in the morning they get up in the morning, they go to shul Friday night, their wives light candles, they have a Shabbos meal, but after going to the shul and after having the Shabbos meal, they go to the beach, or they go to the football game. Could you call, and they drive and whatever else, are they called the Mechal Shabbos? He says it's the job of every Rav to see what is this person, is he truly a Mechal Shabbos, or is he just getting caught up with the environment, and we don't automatically label him a Mechal Shabbos with Feresia. Continues the Gemara. Ketanya. It says, a pasuk in the Torah, Adam ki yakir mechem karban la Hashem. So he said, Mikem v'loy kulchem. Some people could donate a carbon, not everybody. Prat l'mumer. A mumer, we don't take a carbon from. Mikem, it says from you. Bechem chilakti. By Jews, there are some Jews we accept the carbon from, some Jews not. V'loy b'umos. By goyim, we accept the carbon oil from all goyim. V'mehema, l'havi b'nei odem b'na hadoyim l'behema. People who are similar to an animal, from there will take from them. From such Jews will take a carbon. The kan amru, the kavon kabbonis mishpashi yisrael kidei shiachsu b'tshuva. We take kabbonis mishpashi yisrael. We don't want to push them away. We want to bring them closer. Let them do tshuva. Chutz min amumer v'menasach yain v'mchal shasu b'feresia. Don we never take a carbon from. Begins the Gemara. Hagufa kasha. Let's try to understand. Mumer menasach yain v'mchal shasu b'feresia. Then we don't take a carbon from. Ask the Gemara. Let's try to understand this price. Hagu for kasha. Amrit mechem v'loy kulchem. Why is it a mumer? For mumer, we don't take a carbon. Vartani. And the same price that says mekabel kabbonis mepesh yisrael. We do take a carbon from pesh yisrael. So do we or we don't we? Answer the Gemara. Haloy kasha. Reisha is a mumer l'kol ha'Torah. Some is a mumer l'kol ha'Torah. We don't take a carbon from. Mitziyosai v'mumer l'davar echad. He's just a mumer to one thing. From him we take a carbon. Eim seifa. Chutz me'menumer v'ham nasach yayin. Ask the Gemara, haimumer hechidami. Imumer l'chol ha'Torah, if he doesn't believe in the whole Torah, hain reisha, so he was already discussing the reisha that we don't take a carbon from him. Ila davar echad, that he's only a mumer davar echad, kash mitziyosai, because the middle part of the Brisa taught us that we do take a carbon if he's only a mumer to one aveira. Elav hachakamer. Why does the Brisa at the end teaching us? Chutz me'menumer l'nasach, that he's a mumer, even though it's only to one aveira, that he pours wine to avoid the zara. Or his mechal shabbos feresia, which is only one aveira, still am avoy the zara of shabbos ki adodin nenu shmamino. Why? Because a mumer la shabbos is like avoy the zara. Now there's a very interesting question. Let's say some is mechal yontif. What's going to be his din? Shabbos we said is compared to avoy the zara, so maybe it's only shabbos. Or do we say that it's a din in shabbos not because it's comparable to yontif? And then even because it's comparable to Avodah Zarah, and then Yontif and Shabbos is all the same. There's, the Gemara says here that a Pesach Yisrael is compared to a Behemah. Why are we saying the Pesach Yisrael? We're saying Pesach Yisrael is somebody that does one Aveira. He doesn't do Chil Shabbos, he doesn't do Avodah Zarah. Why is he called a Behemah? He says, so two Pshatim. One Pshat the Ein Yaakov says, because the Pasuk says, Yoda Shar Kenehu. An animal, an axe, knows its owner. He says, somebody who's a Pesach Yisrael does an Aveira, he's like an animal. He still knows there's a God. And as long as he still knows there's a God in the world, he's not excluded and we take kabbonis from him. The Meshech Chachma explains that what is the concept of a behemah? Behemah doesn't really have intellect to know what's right and what's wrong. A behemah is an animal who follows its instinct. Whatever it wants, it takes. That's the same thing here. This person that's doing these averus, it's not because he doesn't believe in God. It's because he has a taiva. He wants to go to the football game on Shabbos. Not because he doesn't believe in God. Such a person is called like a behemah. He's not excluded. He's a Pesach Yisrael, but he's not excluded from Klal Yisrael, and we take kabbonis from him. Anshei Chatzar, so we begin now discussing the halacha a bittel. That we've been discussing so much. You have a person that didn't join in the Erev, and then he's Mevatel Rishus, as we discussed. So the halacha is, his house you can't carry in and out from, not his neighbors, but their houses, he and his neighbors all could carry out from their houses. Noslan Rishuson, if instead of he being Mevatel Rishus to them, they are Mevatel Noslan Rishuson, they were Mevatel Rishus to him, the halacha is Humutr, he could carry out from his Rishus, Vehena Surim, but they can't carry out from his house. Hoyishnaim, if you have two neighbors, Ze Oisim Zel Ze, Sheechen Nois Rishus, Venoit Rishus. When you have one individual, he can Mevatel Rishus, or you could be Mevatel Rishus to him. Shnayim, if you have two people that didn't join in the Erev, Noisim Rishus, they could be Mevatel Rishus. It makes no difference. It's one person who didn't join, or it's two people that didn't join. They can be Mevatel Rishus, they Noisim Rishus. But you can't be mevatel rishus to two people. You can only be mevatel rishus to one person. We'll explain why tomorrow. May we say nois rishus? When does this bittul rishus take place? Beishamayim rishus, it has to take place Friday. Beishamayim rishus, it could take place even on Shabbos. We spoke about this a lot. Somebody was mevatel rishus for hoitzi, and before his neighbors could act on it, he was mitz, he carried. So that shows that he's retracting from his bittul. So coin from Meir, Ben Bishag, Ben Bimezid, whether he carried out intentionally or unintentionally, Hareza Oyser, his bittul is annulled, and now we have a neighbor without that didn't contribute to the Erev. Divir Meir. Yehudam of Bimezid Oyser, if he carried out intentionally, that is retracting from the bittul, Bishag again Oyser, but if he only carried out unintentionally, it's not. And like we learned yesterday, there's two ways of explaining the machloikis of Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda. Either it's because Remeir made Xeris Shogi got to Mezid, that since by when he carried out intentionally, certainly it's considered a retraction. So we say that even by Shogi, we give it the same din, as we shouldn't confuse the two, or it follows the Shaila of Mevatlin, Mechoiz Mevatlin, could bitl be done twice in one Shabbos. So what do we learn? We learned that if he was mevatel rishus, you can't carry out from his house. Beisuhu da'asur, you can't carry out from his house. Hachatzeir in the chatzir sharia. Hey chedomi. So let's, in the chatzir, since he's mevatel rishus, now you can't carry. Ask the Gemara, what exactly happened here? Either bottle beisoy, if it is mevatel his house, amay asur. Why can't he carry out? Either loy bottle, if on the other hand the Mishnah is talking about a case that he was mevatel rishus, chatzeir amay sharia. So why can you carry in the chatzir? He's a member of the chatzir. He didn't contribute to the Erev, so he should restrict everybody. Answers the Gemara, Hachemayskin kigoyin shebitul rishus chatzeroi. He was mevatel his shear in the chatzer, v'loy bitul rishus beisai. And he wasn't mevatel his shear in his house. V'kusav rabbanon, because rabbanon hold, ha'mevatel rishus chatzeroi, if he was mevatel rishus in his house, rishus beisai loy bitel. He's not automatically mevatel rishus beisai. The dire inish bias below chotzer, because it happens that a person will separate his house from the chotzer, and he's only mevatel rishus in the chotzer. He's not mevatel rishus in the bias. Now we have a question. According to the way we're learning now in the Gemara, a person has the option to mevatel only rishus in his chotzer, not in his bias. Ask the Rishonim. Yesterday we learned the Gemara where the water of the child got spilled out, and they didn't know, and Rava said, let's be mevatel rishus. But Rava said, before I'm mevatel rishus, I'm going to take all the utensils that I had in my outer room, in the base gavri, and bring it into the inner room, batei noshi, because I shouldn't come to carry out from the house to the chatzar. Asked the Rishonim, Rava could have had a very simple etzah. He should have been mevatel not only his chatzar, he should have been mevatel even his bias. Once he's mevatel his bias, he could carry out because he's a guest of the other people. So why does the Gemara say that if you're mevatel rishus, you can't carry out from your house anymore? Be mevatel not only your chotzer, be mevatel your bias too, and once you're mevatel your bias, you can be able to carry out from your house. So the Ran answers, it's impossible for a person to be considered a guest in his own home. What does bittul accomplish? Bittul means that I'm not an owner here, I'm the guest of my neighbors. How could this be my house and me be a guest? It just doesn't work. And that's why even if I'm mevatel rishus beisoy, I can't carry out from my house. All the Rishonim disagree. And they say, if you're mevatel rishus beisoy, the halacha is, it works. Rava didn't want to be mevatel rishus beisoy because he didn't want people walking around in his house. But if he would have been mevatel rishus beisoy, it would have been effective and he could have carried from his house. Then we said, v'shalahem mutar loy lahem. But he was mevatel rishus to his neighbors. So then the halacha is that they all could carry, he and they. What is he? My tam dav orach l'gabayu. He became a guest to them, and once he becomes a guest, he could carry. Nosen lo rishuson. What happens if they were mevatel rishus to him? Hu mutter v'hein asurim. Ask the Gemara v'nevi inu l'gabayu k'orchem. Why aren't they guests of his? Once they were mevatel rishus, so they become his guests. They don't own property here. They're all his guests. Once they're his guests, they should be allowed to carry. Answers the Gemara. Chad l'gabe chamisha ava oirich. One to many could be a guest. Chamisha l'gabe chad lo ava oirich. Five to one is not a guest. That doesn't make sense. So there are two things to say. That's only if they live here. But let's say you actually have guests. Let's say I have a home with many guests. I could have many guests. They can't be considered guests then because they live here. If they wouldn't live here, they could be considered guests. No matter how many people, though I'm one person and I have 100 guests, they could be considered halacha guests. Now there's another machlokes we're showing them here. What's going to be the halacha if they were mevat rishus to him? So Gemara says they can't be considered his guest. So the Rishonim asks, how long do we say that? Do we say that only as long as he didn't act on the bittul? So if he didn't act on the bittul, so then the halacha is that they can be considered his guest. But once he acted on the bittul, which shows that he is the owner of the entire area, then they could be carrying out from his rishus. Or does the Gemara mean that they can never carry out from his rishus even after he acts on the bittul? So machlokes Rishonim. And once we're talking about this, we have to say another point. Let's say we have a situation where the simple case, one person was mevatel rishus to his neighbors. So do we have to wait for the neighbors to actually act on the bittul for them to be able, for everybody to be able to carry? Or is the fact that there's a bittul in place adequate that we said that the bittul is not going to be retracted and we don't have to be concerned that he may carry before they carry and that will undo the bittul? So the Rishonim and the Achronim or Paskin, that if we have no reason to believe that the bittul will be retracted, we could assume that it will be last, even if it wasn't actually acted on. Shmamina. Now the Gemara and the Havmina here learns that the stories in the Mishnah aren't two separate stories, it's one story. First he was mevatel rishus to them, and then they were mevatel rishus to him. Now yesterday we discussed the Shaila, a mevatelim chayz mevatelim. So isn't our Mishnah proof that you could go back and forth? First one can mevatel to them, then they can mevatel to him. Shmamina, isn't our Mishnah proof the mevatlin, the chayzer mevatlin? And so mahok kama. Nosn rishus mekaron. It's two separate Shabbosos. One Shabbos is that he was mevatel rishus to them, and another Shabbos, they were mevatel rishus to him, the dir halacha is humot v'hein asurim. But our Mishnah is not discussing all in one Shabbos going back and forth with the bittles.